If the scouts look up to their leader as someone worthy of imitating and following, there will be overall good as the scouting activities conducted will be truly conforming to the standards of Lord Baden-Powell dreamed it to be. How to follow the scout's law? A scout's law dictates that a scout is trustworthy. Interpreting the law in its letter and its spirit, we can draw one very valid conclusion. Person who is being trusted with the plastic minds of countless young scouts cannot be trusted in entirety if he, she, is not a scout himself, herself. The young scouts need guidance and careful steering through turbulent times by a person who knows it all. A person who has been through the crests and troughs, and a person who can easily empathise with the troubles that may befall a young person. When something's wrong. This can go horribly wrong if the person in question has not tried his or her hand at real scouting. Just imagine a young scout working on a pioneering project and asking his or her leader to show him how to construct a square lashing, which is a very basic scout skill. Now, if the leader tries to evade being tested and asks somebody else to do his or her duty, or tries to teach in a way which is ultimately unsuccessful, the scout will cease to trust the leader in question. And in a close-knit unit, as a scout group, rumours spread like wildfire. It would be preposterous to think that other scouts would continue to trust the leader in question, and the fragments may begin to appear in their relationship. The lesson for any budding leader: get your skills in order first, or be good at slinking away, because no one forgives an elder responsible for destructing a young'un's mind and skills so early in a career.